Well, it is V-Day. The coronavirus vaccine is being rolled out. The first jab has been given to 84-year-old Jane Maliszak, a Polish migrant and World War II survivor. Prime Minister Scott Morrison's also had one. By the end of the week, more than 60,000 medical staff, quarantine workers and aged care residents will be vaccinated. Professor Nick Talley is the editor of the Medical Journal of Australia. He's on the line. Professor, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ben.
We've arrived.
It's a fantastic day. Good news for Australia, good news for Australians. I'm really thrilled.
The goal is to have most Aussie adults vaccinated by October, so there's lots of work to do.
It's a huge job. It's the biggest rollout of a vaccination program in our history. It's going to be pretty difficult to get it all done in time, but it'll be terrific if we can, and great for everybody if it happens.
I guess the order makes sense. The medical staff, quarantine workers, aged care residents, first cabs off the rank.
Yeah, look, I applaud the plan. The quarantine situation is so important to protect those workers and protect others who can be exposed at this immediate time. So vaccinating them makes terrific sense.
Does it matter whether you get the Pfizer jab or the AstraZeneca?
Look, I really don't think so. I realise there's some debate around this, but the bottom line is both vaccines are safe, both protect against severe disease, hospitalisations and deaths. That's what really matters.
Who are those who should be holding off?
Look, there aren't many groups. There really is very little problem with the vaccine. If you've got a history of what's called anaphylaxis, then you need to talk to your doctor, and that's a potential group that will indeed be not able to get the vaccine, perhaps. Children are last on the list because there isn't any data yet, although I suspect there will be by the time we get to phase three. And pregnant women, at the moment, no real data, although there's data coming soon. I think it'll probably be okay there, but we have to wait for that data.
We are one of the leading countries in the world when it comes to the way we've dealt with the virus, and hopefully this means no more border closures.
I hope so. I hope, once this vaccination program is rolling out really well, this will mean border closures won't be the problem we've had in the past. And indeed, more travel, more ability to mix, hopefully too, will be the outcome. But let's see. It's certainly that way in Israel and other places, or it looks very good in terms of what's happening with the vaccination there and the virus control.
I can hear the spring in your step and almost see that sparkle in your eye. Professor, lovely to talk to you.
Thanks, Ben, very much.
He's the editor of the Medical Journal of Australia, Professor Nick Talley.